All right, we're good to go. The first question is, what inspired you to become a teacher, and how did your journey in education begin?
My mother wanted me to be a teacher, and because she wanted me to have summers off with my kids.
Great.
So that way, if they were off school, I was off school. Mm-hmm. That doesn't work when they go to a different district, because I have two boys at Ascend and two boys here at Highland. So our spring breaks are different weeks.
Yeah.
But, and I chose not to do that. I ran a cleaning company for, it's been 27 years now. I still run it, even from here. And my better half was getting ready to retire from the military and said, do you realize you need a real job eventually? So I went back to school at Campbell, graduated, got my degree.
Awesome.
And started teaching 8 years ago in first grade. COVID moved me. I looped up with my kids, which was 2021, 2022,
like
school years. I looped up to second grade. And then from second grade, I just started CCR 6 days ago.
Great. Mm-hmm. All right, so the second question is, can you share a memorable experience with a student that had a lasting impact on you?
I mean, I remember all my students. Sometimes we leave them in puffer coats for their pictures. Thank you.
I'm talking about my kid.
But the one I remember the most is we're foster parents, and we had two girls that were placed with us, and she came to the door and she goes, oh, we're fine. She's a teacher at my school. And so they were comfortable. We were comfortable. They weren't with us very long, but they still keep in touch now, even though they're not in district anymore.
Oh, awesome. How old are they now?
One is 16 and the other is 14.
Nice.
So we had them about 6 years ago. So
that's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, third question. What do you find most rewarding about working with young students at Highland Elementary?
I like when my kids have that light bulb moment where they just really get whatever the concept is, mm-hmm. and it just kind of clicks and they're like, oh, I got it, you know.
That's so awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Number four, what is one of the biggest challenges you face as a teacher, and how do you overcome it?
Sleep.
I like that.
I don't do a lot of it. They were giving me a hard time this morning because I was here at 7:30, even though we were on a 2-hour delay.
Right.
Just working on paperwork and getting things done. But just balancing between school life and family life and making sure that my kids at home get my time too. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Got it. Number five, how do you foster a positive and engaging learning environment in your classroom?
I treat my students like they were my own children. Sometimes my own children get mad, you know, but they get my time. Like if we're at the grocery store, I'm not like, oh, I'm not teaching today. I'm a role model to them every day. So I just try to treat them the way that I would want somebody to treat my kids.
Exactly.
So
I love that. Number six is there a particular student success story that stands out to you during your time teaching?
No, not really. I mean, I've had a lot of students who were very bright and some who had challenges and they overcame those challenges. But I mean, to try to pick just one, no. I like it when they all do well.
Good. Number seven, how do you stay motivated and energized throughout the school year, especially during more challenging times?
I kind of feed off the people that I work with. If somebody's having a really good day, they pick everybody else up. And if somebody's having a bad day, I try to pick them up. So it's just, you know, we collaborate a lot as teachers. And so just having that camaraderie and that teamwork.
That seems like a very pleasant environment.
Yeah.
Awesome. Number eight is, what is one piece of advice you would give to parents to help support their child's learning?
Just to be engaged and be involved. Sometimes teachers don't always reach out, especially if, you know, like your child's on grade level and, you know, there's no behaviors or there's no, you know, What is it? There's no developmental delays or, you know, anything like that. Just try to be involved and be, you know, be in the classroom if you can be. I know that we've just opened up this year that, you know, parents are going to be able to start coming back in, and just reach out to the teacher if they're not reaching out, or, you know, try to be involved.
Got it. Number 9, what is an exciting project or lesson plan that you are especially proud of?
I don't do lesson plans anymore. That's one of my bonuses. I mean, right now I'm learning the new paperwork and learning this part. So I just have small groups now.
Got it. Last but not least, what is one fun or interesting fact about you that most people at Highland Elementary don't know?
We have fostered 15 foster children.
Wow.
And adopted 2 of those children.
That's incredible.
Are adopting. Still waiting on that paperwork. But yeah, my 2 sons that are here, they were fosters and we're adopting them.
Beautiful.
So yeah. And my better half has been fostering and working with Children Protective Services for more than 40 years.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So they did it before me. Before I came around, Lori worked in New York State.
Oh my gosh, really? Okay.
With foster kids. So yeah, she's from the Utica area. So she actually ran the House of Good Shepherd up there for several years before joining the military.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, kudos to her.
She does a lot.